Hello and welcome to another episode of Monday Mums. I'm Joni.
And I'm Missy. And today I'm going to ask Joni, what mundane thing have you done this week?
Okay, well, I have started to do an exercise regime every single day.
I did not know this.
So far, I know. I've been dying to tell you for about 2 weeks, even if I tell you.
But you've never noticed how I looked.
If I tell you, then I won't be able to put it onto the podcast. It's like a ton of things. I'm like, oh, finally, I get to admit. So it's 7 minutes long.
Oh, I can see why you'd keep it a secret.
And if you work really hard, you can probably do it too.
Is this for diastasis recti?
So what it is that I have to get up really early for work. And so I don't have time to do much, but I found this woman who does 7 minute workouts. And so I do 7 minutes before work every day. And then sometimes, not every day, I do one of her 11 minute workouts with the kids. But if you add that up, that's a, like yeah, every day I'm doing about 20 minutes.
I
want to
do it. Actually, let me know. I want to do it too. But...
Well, you could probably do the 11 plus 4.
Oh, because... 11. So are we talking about a total of 15 minutes?
Yeah. I can't do that because I only have time for the 7 minute one. But it really wakes me up and it means I don't always have to have as much coffee. And I really feel like I'm doing something.
I do like it. I will definitely... try it. I want to try it. Yeah.
So that's my mundane thing. But I can do it every day. And then I tell myself, oh, I've exercised every day this week.
I did walk very slowly up and down the driveway yesterday and it accumulated a mile, but you know.
That's... I know, well, that's the thing. I can't do a lot until the afternoon because I'm so busy in the morning up until lunchtime. And then I start to really drag and I'm tired and I don't really want to. And I have an elliptical and sometimes I do 20 minutes on the elliptical, but it's boring.
Yeah.
I do this with the kids, so I'm doing it as part of school. And then also I do a little bit by myself.
I am going to do that. And I'm going to have the girls do it too. 11 plus 4 for me.
I know.
So I better start off small. I better start with 11 to see how that goes. Maybe even the 7. I don't know.
Yeah, but it works and it's good and I like it because I have a terrible habit of putting myself in this, you've got to do 30 minutes every day and then I can't do it because I don't have time or energy.
So do you have another mundane story you wanted to share this week?
No, not this week. I've got to save all these stories.
Our mundane things are even starting to become more mundane.
When we do anything, we have to like, oh, I can't tell anybody.
Yeah, I gotta
save it. All right, so what mundane things have you been doing?
Well, I wouldn't say things. One thing I was kind of... There's so much. So I got hit by a little bit of nostalgia last night and James is in the grocery store. I was like, hey, will you pick up Rice Krispie cereal? I just want to make Rice Krispie treats, you know, with the girls. Mm-hmm. Do British people even know anything about?
Yes, we do.
And it's like, as a kid, I remember they were all so nice. I like the homemade ones, not the ones in the box. So I was like, you know, we already had marshmallows and butter. So I said, just pick up the cereal. So the girls, I'm like, showing them how you melt the butter and the marshmallow on the stove. And then we're pouring the cereal and mixing it. And the directions say to use like wax paper and press it down in a pan or a spatula. I'm going to press it and it's just cement sticking and coating to everything. Like it was just this miserable mess. And then finally, like the kids are just eating it. It's just falling apart in clumps. But I was like, wait, I'm going to get wax paper out. I thought I was going to show James. Like, see? And so I lay it out. And I'm just pressing my hand down in it. I'm going to pull up the wax paper. And it all pulls up. And it's just this marshmallow mess. And I'll show you the remnants of it. It actually doesn't look pretty at all. So we never got to push it into a nice shape. We were just eating it in globs like little wild animals and licking the marshmallow off our hands. And I didn't want to be as nostalgic next time. I don't know. Is there a secret to getting it to stay off of your... I mean, I know people used to like oil their hands, but I wasn't going to do that.
Yeah, I was thinking there's a secret to this and I can't remember what it is, but it might be oil.
So we're going to talk about cleaning today and having your children clean with you. Basically, sometimes when cleaning isn't so helpful, when they're like super eager to help and it's more work for you. But also Joni is going to lead us too in her wisdom with her kids that are a little older and what jobs they do to have her house so sparkling clean. So I was going to start off because I have a 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 1.5-year-old. Obviously, the 1.5-year-old doesn't do anything. I mean, put toys away, you know, the basic, hey, help me, and trick her into doing something to keep her busy. But the oldest one, the 6-year-old, is just now starting to be like, what can I do to help? I want to do stuff to help. And like their favorite job, like she just learned how to vacuum. dusting with a little towel, you know, and and then we went over to Joni's house recently, and the kids, the top three ones, what are their ages?
12, 10, 8.
One washes, one dries, one puts them away. Well, Jane saw a little glimpse of that, and she's like, when can I wash dishes? So this is really awesome for me as a mom. It's like,
I just want to point out, it is still 2020. We didn't go back in time to like the 80s when no one had dishwashers. It's just, for some reason, neither of us like them.
We use it as a drying rack. That's what we use our dishwasher as, is a giant drying rack. The dishwasher doesn't do a good job in my, like, it just leaves this coated detergent on everything.
Well, I hate the fact that it just takes your stuff for so many hours of the day. If you have enough kids, you can have your stuff dried and put away within minutes of using it.
There we go. So we have little dishwashers. And so it's exciting because my daughter is trying to be helpful, and it's really cool because it is a nice little bonding experience. But I'm going to share when their help is not so helpful. The little warm-up one is they like to get like a wet rag and wipe down tables, but they also like to wipe down wooden coffee tables, and they'll just be like globs of water smeared all over it. And then, like, I go back to it, and they're starting to discolor the wood, and it's white. And we're like, okay. I was like, next time you want to dust, let me know. I'll give you a special cloth. Most recently, though, we went to visit my mom on Thanksgiving, and of course, I was probably doing something else with James. I wasn't really paying attention, and they were cleaning up their Nana's house for her. So, you know, they had the little dust rag out, and then I noticed they're even kind of getting that wet and wiping down the tables, which they like to do that. It's like, no harm, no foul. It's keeping them busy. So later in the night, I noticed, like, I went to the bathroom at my mom's room, and the toilet seat was wet, and I was like, I could just picture this one rag that was probably touched multiple surfaces, including the toilet seat. So I was just like, oh no. So I immediately alerted the adults in the house to help me figure out everywhere this rag had been so we could go back and sanitize stuff. But yeah, it was one of those times where it's like, okay, look, a special paper towels or something for the toilet seat, wipe it out and throw it away, you know? So it was cute. She wanted to help, but yeah, there was just something shocking when I sat down and like the toilet seat was wet and I was putting all the, you know, connections together in my mind, like, oh no. Oh no, just how many places this wet rag had touched in the house. We got it covered. No one got sick. And
if you had gotten sick, you would have thought it was the cooking as well.
Yeah.
The cooking. Someone didn't cook the turkey right.
Or my daughter was wiping down the bathroom counter and the bathroom sink with one rag. Oh yeah, so that's the times when, yeah, their help isn't so helpful.
No, and it does create work. And I think that you want them to learn, but you also don't want to,
like, have E. coli.
It takes so long to teach them. They're already doing other things that you're having to teach them, and it does kind of get annoying to have to teach them something that you just want to see completed. And that's a really hard thing to just think, okay, gotta let go, gotta let go, and let them.
Yeah, I've learned that, like, to look and say, okay, some things it's not going to get done the way I want to, and is it harmful or helpful? Oh, that one doesn't really matter. You know, or some things might break in the kitchen, like, okay, it's okay, we'll move on. So what is your chore that you don't allow them to do? There's something that's, no, I'm just going to do this, it's best that I do it.
I don't really let them do the laundry just yet, although apparently Danny was letting them help him do laundry the other day. It's more of a time of day thing. I just get on with the laundry while they're doing school. To us, the chores in the house is just a distribution of labor and who can get to things more easily, and it happens to work out that laundry is something that I can do while they're getting on with their schoolwork. I just have gotten to a rhythm of doing it in between teaching them, so it's just easier for me to do that. So I haven't taught them that, and I'm starting to feel that, like, I shouldn't miss that opportunity to teach them. It would be inconvenient. I still don't really like the way they sweep. So often I will sweep. I do let them do it, and then sometimes I just follow them afterwards and re-sweep.
Yeah.
But, and I think that they should be getting better at that now, and I should probably just say, no, redo it, no, redo it, until they learn how to do it properly. But again, we're often under pressure with time. I mean, I don't want to miss another opportunity to talk about my steam mop.
It's still hanging in there, that $40 steam mop.
And I have actually started to let the girls do that. Josh does it as well sometimes, but the girls want to do it. They'll kind of fight over whose turn it is to do it, because we all love a good steam mop.
They've inherited your genes. A steam mop, wow.
They are now starting to mop the floors more often. I think that's a hard one to get them to do, because often you can't wring out the mop good enough. Yeah, they don't have the strength to do that, and then you're just sitting waiting for hours for a floor to clean, and that's just inconvenient.
You could do the thing where you lay the towel on the floor, and with feet you scoot around and wipe it up. And
Have you seen, the other day I was watching something where they put the microfiber on the bottom of the shoes. They would probably enjoy doing that if I'd let them them do that clean up that way. But one thing that I definitely don't do is I don't have a chores chart. I've really decided that is not the way I want our family to be, because I feel like you start to develop that idea with them that that's my job to do. And then when you ask them to do more, then that kind of annoys them a little bit. And then they feel like, well, I've done my thing. That should be somebody else's job. I always go back to, you know, I gave birth to you.
End of discussion.
And that was a really inconvenient, painful day.
I know, and I always tell them, it's like, you've done that, now I'm asking you to do this. It's like, just go ahead and do it.
Well, I want them to have the idea that they're living in a community. Everybody benefits from everybody working together, and they should help each other, and they should do it because we all live here and we all benefit from having the house clean. We just sort of have cleaning time where we all work together in a room. Do you all want to take a room? And I kind of let them be a part of the decision-making process.
We do that too. It's like, what room do you want to grab? Okay, yeah. You do that. And another thing I use to encourage them, because we don't do specific chores either. What needs to get done and who can do what, you know, who's capable of doing different things. And we don't do money either. Like, you don't earn money.
Yeah, no.
It's just, again, you earn your keep by... But a way I do reward them is called watch a little, clean a little. I'll put on something and we'll watch like 15 minutes of it and I'll pause it. I'm like, okay, if you want the rest. And they know to
that's a good idea.
They clean up the room. And I watch a clock. I've let them clean more of 20 minutes to 30 minutes of clean. They got like a room done. Like, okay, then we'll watch 15 more minutes. That's helped me. Encouragement of like, oh, I want to finish the episode or whatever. So they will really buckle down and find stuff.
The other thing that we do a lot of is we get rid of stuff. We don't accumulate a lot
of stuff. I've learned that. It's so hard. I'm like a little junk collector here. I've learned I'm like, I'm picking up toys all the time. I should just get rid of these toys, all these. And so I know it sounds harsh, but just simplifying. And that's a popular word now. Simplify. I simplify our toys periodically.
I think that really helps. And it helps them to not, I don't know, they get sort of obsessed with their stuff. But if they see everything as temporary, we're passing through.
They're good with the decision too, because I'm like, hey, you really don't play with this much. Yeah. You know, is there, and I even ask, like, is there a friend you want to share with? And like, you can play with it at their house when you see it. So I'm trying to dump toys on my friends and... Joni has received some of that. Kind of, very rarely, though, she's wise. She doesn't always accept the stuff I try to offer her for some reason. She's like, you're not going to pull one over on me. No.
But I think one of the good things that we're teaching them is the servant-heartedness.
Yeah.
That's an opportunity with teaching them to clean, is that you're teaching them to serve other people. And I think that's really important. And I really like to, with our kids, try and give them opportunities to serve other people outside of our home and not pay them for it. And they, at first, they're like, oh, we're going to get, because people would offer them money. We're like, no, don't pay them. You're not allowed to pay them.
Yeah.
But then they find that they just really enjoy it. But I think that if you teach them in the home first how to do things, then you can take them other places and then provide their services for
free. What my children did for their grandmother.
Wiping
down their toilet seat for them when they weren't asked. It's a real servant's heart. It really does take a servant's heart.
But they will get better at it, and then they will really be able to be a real help to somebody.
Right.
And I think that that's a good... age.
So at what age did you start? Because that's my thing, you know, with me, with my oldest being 6, obviously this is really hit for her this year. So she's like 6 and a half. We're like, all right, she's able to do stuff. My 4-year-old, not so much. We do laundry. They're responsible to fold their own clothes. So like, I really spend a lot of time teaching them how you fold pants, how you do this, you know, and my 4-year-old does not seem to get it. Part of me is like, is it just her? If you knew her, she's got this really like little bit of a wild personality. It's like, is it just her personality, or is it just she's 4 and can't quite, you know, do the motor skills yet? You know, so it's like, what's a good age? Like, what age did you start doing the dishes with your kid? The solo dish training. We'll put it that way.
Well, I mean, when our dishwasher broke.
Necessity. I got it.
I mean, it broke, and then we had to do the hand washing, and then we were doing it for like a couple of days because it broke midweek, and we knew we weren't going to be able to get out to a store till the weekend. But then in the days that we did it, we found that, hey, this is actually much quicker and easier. Yeah. So that's how we ended up not replacing our dishwasher.
So how old were they when your dishwasher broke?
It was about in the last year. They haven't been washing up for a year yet. But so they don't like it. They do it.
Little do they know, though, there's a 6-year-old that's like admiring them and wanting to be just like them. When can I be forced to wash dishes like they are?
I hate to say it, though, but I think that it was harder for me to get them moving with it because Josh was my oldest. And I hate to say that boys just aren't, you know, like you think, oh, I'm not going to give these boys an excuse. I'm not going to raise a mama's boy. I'm going to raise a boy that can do stuff. They just don't have that same intuition for stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Well, there's also, and there's ones he's better at it where it's like, I know he takes out the trash. And it's like, I wouldn't dream of like, out where we live out in the country, the trash can might be at the road. It's just kind of like, yeah, that's scary. I wouldn't, you know, send a 6-year-old girl out there. But But as him, he's becoming like a young man. That's his job to kind of take the trash out. And
his dad has told him, this is what you will do. So it's technically, he does have an assigned chore. Yeah. But we will give it to the others. The others will help him with that if there's a need. He got really good at, we would say to them, when you're finished with the meal, take your bowl over.
Yeah, we're doing that now.
The girls are terrible. We always have to come back. We're like, why don't you take your bowl?
Yeah.
He will do that. Like, religiously. Never forgetting to take that bowl over. And I think we only told him one time. Sometimes he just gets little things locked into his head. And then that's it. He knows he has to do that. And he'll just be really diligent about it. But then other times he gets kind of obsessed about, well, when do I know it's really clean? And he worries about every speck of dust in the house. Am I supposed to really get all the tiny bits of dust off the carpet? But one good purchase that we made that we really liked was we purchased one of those, probably from Aldi. One of those like
little... When is Aldi going to sponsor us is what I want to know. But
one of those little travel, really light vacuum cleaners.
Yeah, okay.
And then they can do that. You know, like they could even just do a portion of, because we only have one room with carpet in it and it's a small room, they can every day then it's like just somebody without it being, well, it's too heavy, I can't push it, I can't, you know, then it makes it a little bit easier.
Ours is really heavy and the girls, like, they love to do it though. They're like struggling with it, you want me to help you? No, I got it, you know, kind of, please don't take it away from me.
Yeah.
So with that, we'll bring it to an end and say thank you for joining us today and we'll see you next time.
All right, bye-bye.